Not Wisdom.
No?
No. Charles. Comment? Charles.
Oh, obviously. Charles.
You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Obviously listening today. Thank you, Charles.
Yeah. What's he saying?
He texted and said, you guys should take this comedy act on tour.
Take it on tour.
And will those shoe booties fit a size 18?
They will.
Yeah, they will.
Because he is a short guy.
Yeah. Know? Yeah, I think they would. 18. Yeah, and that... I'm just shocked, David, that you know where Shoe Booties is. That is really cool.
Well, it's only because, as I said, my sister's oldest sister and brother-in-law owned a cabin up in Murphy for many years, and they made
cabins.
It available to the family, so we went up several years
awesome.
In a row, and they recommended we go there, and that was a great place.
I only went there for lunch, you know, but normally lunch was like 2 o'clock or something in the afternoon, and we loved it. I know my wife and I and our family, we really enjoyed going there. And so that's a little distance from our cabin that's up in the more eastern hills of North Carolina.
Yes,
we're eastern from there. But if you're listening today and you know where Shoe Booties is, and there's one thing that you remember about that, you might give us a shout and let us know about that. I was just shocked that you knew about Shoe Booties. That was pretty cool. Pretty cool. That's great.
That may help us get closer to Jonathan's the conclusion of his
eventually,
compliment.
Eventually, he will share the kernel of truth in this whole story.
Well, the point is that every day in our everyday life and simply living our lives, we have opportunities to drop something. Somebody's going to pick it up. We have an opportunity to say something. We have an opportunity to be involved with someone. Maybe it's just for a moment, a second. I can't tell you how many times my wife and I, we have an awesome son, Andrew, who's a special needs child. And we pretty much do everything except breathe for him. I mean, we have to take care of everything for Andrew. And there have been so many times when someone at another table just stopped and said something nice about you take such good care of your child, or I couldn't help but notice, or something like that, right? Yeah. Well, we're not taking care of our son to get compliments. That has absolutely nothing to do with it. No conscious awareness that anyone is even watching. And you may think, well, my life is dull. Nobody sees me. Nobody knows what's going on in my world. It really doesn't matter. But that is exactly the way compliments happen. I know we were in one of the diners here in town, and we don't go there often. Maybe once every few months or something, we will be in there. And we were eating in there one day, and a gentleman came up, and I'm trying to remember. I may get this wrong, but I believe he dropped something like $300 on the table, $100 bills, and said, please buy your dinner and enjoy some more. I just wanted to say that I wanted to be a part of blessing your family.
Wow.
And it was tremendous. It was tremendous. Yeah. We talk about paying it forward, playing it forward, but really, compliments, they can be really small, be insignificant to everybody else. But I'll tell you, that day when that gentleman did that, he didn't even bring it to the table. He had I believe it was a waitress that brought that to the table and said, somebody wanted me to bring this to you. I don't even know who it was.
Wow.
So I don't even know how to thank them. Maybe you're listening today and you remember our family being there, but you know, all of us have some things in our life that someone else, just with a kind word, could really lift the load. And so that's the whole thing about Wellington. Karen really brought it up about Wellington. And I just wanted to make the point that I did have my Shoe Booties on, but I felt out of place because that was not the kind of home, or I mean, it's just a whole different social strata than where I live, and so I did mention it was a sunny day, right? It was kind of warm out. Yeah. And they, you know, it's down in horse country. It was quite beautiful. And so we're going to go to a song at this time. We're going to be back in a little bit. But, you know, the smallest expression of God's grace in our life can be a blessing to somebody else. And it's amazing to me that I even thought about that when you said Wellington. Mm-hmm. Right. I haven't thought about this. I mean, I have thanked God that I'm not inspecting houses. I, you know, it was a blessing for a season. God rescued me and threw me into WCNO, and here I am. But, you know, when Tom said, would you like to have my job? I'm like, huh? Yeah, I'd like to have your job. Wait a minute. What is your job anyway? And I'm still trying to figure out what the job is. But, you know, it. God is at work. I hadn't thought about that. The person who said it probably never even thought about it. It probably never meant anything. But, it, you know, sometimes we remember things like that. And it makes a difference.
It does.
Made a difference that day because I was hot. I was inspecting outside by this time. Phone number.
772-221-1100.
And let you know I care. It's so lonely when you're not here, my love. I'm glad we got to know each other. Can we go further? I believe in Jesus. I hope you trust him too. The space that's in between us, I know we can break through if we want to. I'm glad we got to know each other. Can we go further?
Sometimes it's of us. Ooh, ooh. What if it's more than a destiny? What if we're part of a masterpiece? Ooh, ooh. Until our Father brings us home.
These days, I didn't catch all the words in the song because we had some other things going on here, but part of what I caught was that we are made for these days. Maybe we are made for these days. Not maybe, that we just came through Purim, and that really was a big point of question, that perhaps you've been made for such a time as this. Well, yeah, it's not a question of maybe. It is yes. We were made for these days. Absolutely. We have been made for these days. All right. We thank you who are calling. We have phone lines open right now. Let's get those phone numbers out and all the ways you can contact us.
The number to call is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. You can also go online to our website, WCNO.com. And on the homepage, you can donate. There's a donate here button. And if you click that, you can either make a pledge or you can make a donation with a bank card. Or you can text WCNO to 24365. And when you do that, you'll get another page and you can use a bank card on that. So, or again, there's the drive-by, where you can just drive by the station. 2960 Southwest Map Road here in beautiful downtown Palm City.
We are kind of downtown. Maybe yeah. It didn't used to be, but we're kind of like that now yeah. because the street out front kind of looks like, they remodeled this whole area. It's really quite nice through here. It's a little difficult to get on the road sometimes.
Yeah.
You have to watch out for those vehicles coming from the fire station that sometimes are lumbering along at 60 miles an hour or something in our neighborhood. I don't know what they're driving, but it's fast. But we do have a nice neighborhood here, and we're kind of downtown and a lot of walking. There's ice cream. There's pizza. There's going to be some Mexican, I understand, at some point, a taco place or something coming in down from us. David and Ann, we want to lift them up in prayer. We want to lift you. Probably David and Ann are listening today, so we want to lift you up in prayer. And let's see. Are we praying for James? Praying for James. Okay, so David and Ann are bringing a prayer request for James. And James, there are apparently some mental health issues. Prayer is needed. Looking to get into some veteran services and needs a place to live. Guess where he is now? Needs to find another place. So, Father, we lift up James today. You know all about James, Father. You know what his thoughts are. You know what his mental, physical, emotional health conditions are. We pray, Father, for healing in his body, his soul, his mind, his spirit. We pray for your miraculous intervention in his life. Father, for him to have ears to hear what the Holy Spirit would say, because you are an encourager. We speak life to him today, to James. Pray, Father, for doors to open that would lead him to a safe place to live. And, Father, that he would be able to connect with someone in veteran services that will have the heart and also have the resources to get him connected as he needs to be connected. And we lift him up and commit him into your hands today. And thank you, Father, for David and Ann and their heart to carry a friend before the Lord and before all of us. Father, also pray for all of the other veterans that are listening today. We bless them. We thank you, Father, that we have a free country, and a lot of people gave their life so we could have that. We think of our own nation is at war with evil. Israel is at war. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the protection of God upon Israel, the salvation of Israel as a nation, the people. We pray for protection for our sons, daughters, our warriors of any age, those that fly, those that are on ships, those that serve in the different arms of the military, even in Space Force. We lift them up. We lift up our president today and pray for wisdom, pray for protection over he and his wife, his family, over those who lead us in our nation. We are called upon to pray for those in government offices, and we do. We pray that they'd bow their knee to God. We commit all of these things into your hands today, Lord, and we look forward to hearing what you do, because you're a great God and you do awesome things in our life. We give praise. Amen. 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 The phone number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. That is 772-221-1100. It's a few minutes after 11, and the day is marching forward. Before we know it, it's going to be lunchtime. Savor the thought. But enjoy the meal. It's Amen. Coming, right? It's coming. And so my lady is going to be joining me for lunch today, and I'm excited about that. And so we want to encourage you to be a part of this morning, a part of the blessing, a part of this ministry. This is your radio station. We're not some big corporate business that's stuck out there somewhere in some other state, some other city. But we are right here, your hometown, local Christian station. And God has given us a huge voice for him. And we plan to make a lot of noise for our God, because he is worth all of that. Bruce and Luann want to thank you from Vero Beach, making a $25 donation by check. We receive that. Thank you very much for that donation. Michael and Kenya are from West Palm Beach. We went from Vero to West Palm just like that. Bam. That is great.
By way of Wellington.
By way of Wellington. Yeah, I almost forgot.
On a sunshiny day near a horse farm.
With shoe booties.
With shoe booties.
Inside the house.
Inside a house.
Yes.
A very large house.
It is a very large house. Mega million dollar house. This only happened at one. I've literally inspected probably thousands of mega million dollar houses, drawn the blueprints on them and turned them into insurance companies. But this stood out. I hadn't thought of it for years up until Karen had to mention Wellington. All right, Bruce and Luann making a $25 donation by check. That came in. Michael and Kenya making a donation. I don't think I mentioned their donation. $1,000.
Ooh.
All right.
$35. $1,035. Michael and Kenya, thank you so much. They give and they give and they give. And they lift up our arms all the time. To all of you, we say thank you. All of you. And you know we make a big deal out of your $5 donation and your $5,000 donation or your, I don't think I've received it yet, but we would take a $50,000 donation. That would be okay. Or a $500,000 donation. We would receive that as well. So however, whatever God's putting on your heart to give today. But Michael and Kenya from West Palm Beach, thank you so much for honoring God and blessing those that are in the body of Christ and those who need to come by lifting up our arms right here at WCNO, and that is $1,035. And we're not going to overlook the $35. That's an important part, too. So to Bruce and Luann, Vero Beach, $25. Thank you, Michael and Kenya. $1,035 from West Palm Beach. Going to add those in, let you know where we are. And David's going to give you the phone numbers again because we have open lines right now. We're looking for your call.
The number to call is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Well, they could go online.
Well, oh, you said phone number. Yes, there are other ways of doing it. You can go online to our website, WCNO.com, and donate from the homepage. You can use your smartphone. Mine is only reasonably smart, but it will still, if you text WCNO to 24365, that'll get you to our Donately website, and you can make use your bank card and go that way. So, yeah, we provide many means whereby you can provide a gift as the Lord leads you. And yeah.
Are you finished now?
Yeah.
I was just checking.
I could be, yeah.
All right. And we want to thank you who have called in this morning, starting out right away, first thing in the morning. Had that donation, which we are actually looking to match up every dollar of the donation that came in from David from Vero. No, from Fort Pierce. Was it Fort Pierce?
Fort Pierce.
Fort Pierce. Okay, Fort Pierce. Yeah, I thought that's right. It was Fort Pierce. And I do have that right here in front of me. And actually on my phone, I had a call coming in from Fort Pierce, but I can't take that on my phone and bring it on here. Yeah, here it is, David from Fort Pierce. David, thank you so much for that encouraging donation that came in early before we even started prayer and share. $10,000, and we are looking to bring a partner alongside of you for every dollar you gave, and that is going to give us a big boost as we are in week one, day three. And so this is Wednesday, as far as I can tell. It's 11:24, and we are now at $4,780 is what's remaining of that matching fund. We are more than halfway, having matched it up, and we're not to lunch yet. And so this does not need to take till 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock today. We could match this up in the next 15 minutes, or it might take the rest of the day. I don't know. But give us a call. Let us know what the Lord is putting on your heart to give. This next song is entitled All Hail King Jesus. Must be from an album called Homecoming.
There was a moment when the lights went out, when death had claimed its victory. The King of love had given up his life, the darkest day in history. There on a cross they made for sinners, for every curse his blood atoned. one final breath and it was finished, but not the end we could have known. For the earth began to shake and the veil was torn. What sacrifice was made as the heavens
Well, that song is All Hail King Jesus. Great song, great worship song. So glad that you are joining us today. Have your dial set at 89.9. This is WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And we're here to lift up Jesus. We are the Good News Station. And that is all we have to give is good news when we talk about the Lord, because it's all good. It's all good. He came to set captives free. The Apostle Paul said, man, I was a chief of sinners, and God did a work in my life, so I could tell you there is hope for you. That's pretty much what he said.
Yeah.
He said, you know, my life is is such that others will be able to see the grace and the mercy of God toward me. And so, praise God. We praise God that through our lives, our testimony, our story, that the Lord is able to reach other people's lives as well. We are going to be making a call. We've got a friend we're going to reach out to. We are going to sing another song, but Karen's going to share a note that came to us first.
Yes, we have a note here from Dustin, and he's writing from Denton, Texas. And he writes here, "Dear WCNO radio station 89.9, thank you for all the radio programs on WCNO's radio station. I found 89.9 when I used to live in West Palm Beach. I listen to WCNO on my Amazon Echo Dot almost every Sunday morning. Thank you for all you do to help Florida and everywhere to hear God's word daily." From Dustin. Well, praise God. That's
from
really
where? Where did he send this from?
He's in Denton, Texas now.
So he's in Texas, but he's still listening to WCNO almost every Sunday morning. See, family? See?
Yes, you can listen to us.
So we not only have a great family that is local here on the East Coast, but we do have people through the apps listen and are still being lifted up by your gifts and donations today. Mm-hmm. And God bless you, Dustin. And we thank God for your mail. That was a very nice thought to get to us. We're going to go to a song, and when we come back, we may just have a guest with us on the phone. Let's see how that works. We're going to have to drop that song because I have a guest online that we're going to bring on air right now. Daniel Diaz, welcome.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great. We're doing great. We are excited to hear from you this morning, and I'm just going to call you by the best name I have, and that is you're the gold guy. Why?
Well, that is because I am the executive director of Citizens for Sound Money. We promote the use of sound money, which is gold and silver, and protect people's rights to do so. And we do that through legislation, lobbying to make gold and silver legal tender and getting rid of taxation on buying and selling gold. And I also have a coin shop up in Sebastian, Florida. So I help people get sound money and protect their purchasing power. So I've kind of it's kind of consumed my professional career, gold and silver, in the nonprofit sector and the for-profit.
So, Daniel, you're a man of God. You're a godly man. You've had some training in the Word, and so you know, as a Christian, and I know this is part of your passion because your family actually came from Cuba, right?
Yeah, they fled in 1967 after Fidel took over.
So you know, you've had some involvement in political things just because you really believe our nation's not only worth living in but worth saving. But you also care about people who are in the kingdom of God. I know there's some things you're going to share with us, but why does it matter? Why does gold and silver matter? And why should godly people who are called to be stewards of God's resources, why should we look at gold and silver as a part of our life?
What that recalls in my mind is where the scripture says that God abhors unjust weights and measures, and when people cheated others out of wealth, where they would change the scales or not give the proper weight and purity of gold and silver in exchange, because gold and silver has been money for pretty much 6,000 years. God abhorred that, and he also instituted gold and silver as money. Gold and silver is mentioned over 100 times in relation to the soul and also as money. And when we're looking at the current monetary system, there's nothing more unjust than the dollar, nothing more unjust than fiat currency, because it's a mechanism to steal the wealth of the people. As the government prints dollars and euros and yen, it inflates the amount of currency in circulation, decreasing its purchasing power and giving that wealth to the people who are closest to the printing, which are the large institutions, banks, and the government. Gold and silver is the just weight and measure and protects people against the unjust printing and theft of people's wealth. So I think that the current system, the current monetary system, is not a just monetary system. I think only gold and silver is money because it fits the third characteristic of money, which is a long-term store of value. So I think that the people of God should save in real money, because real money is going to protect their purchasing power over the long term.
Okay, but Daniel, you know, I can hear someone thinking this question. Is it practical? Because, okay, so gold and silver, we know that the apostles going into the temple said, "Silver and gold have I none." And I don't believe they were preaching a sermon on you shouldn't have any. I think they were saying, we don't have any in our pocket today, but we do have the love of God and the grace of God, and we have the miraculous power of God. So, amen, you can have nothing in your pockets and have God. But that was not a sermon to say you shouldn't have any gold or silver. And you know, so how is it practical? How is it practical today for someone to actually look at gold and silver as being a part of their fiscal planning and lifestyle?
Yeah, so with the advent of technology, we are now able to buy gold and silver in a depository or a company that has a vault and tokenize it or even spend it with a debit card. So there are multiple companies out there that have debit cards where you can actually spend your gold and silver. Kinesis just launched their beta program. I've been fortunate enough to be on it. And I can load up my debit card with gold, silver, and any other and three other assets and spend my gold and silver and those assets with the swipe of a debit card. Glint is another one. You can buy gold and silver and choose whether you want your debit card to sell the gold and silver. And then Alpine Gold, through the United Precious Metals Association, they have a preloaded debit card where you can sell your gold and silver, load it up on the debit card, and spend it. And there's other companies like One Gold is going to be coming out with a debit card. And we're moving towards the normative being able to spend digital assets or gold and silver, your debit cards. On the physical side, there's over 4,500 businesses in the United States that accept gold backs, which is essentially gold cash. It looks like a dollar bill, but it's 24 karat gold. It's in a plastic polymer. It's a lot more durable than the dollar. And there are other businesses around the country that will accept gold and silver coin or bars for payment. So is it practical? Yes. As we make more law, more states recognize gold and silver as legal tender, that should give people the confidence that if the state is recognizing it as money, then it's an opportunity for people to, like, hey, the state recognizes it. Let me start looking around and seeing where I can pay my taxes, buy goods and services with gold and silver.
Daniel, how can people find you? How can they find your store? How can they follow what you are sharing with us today? Because obviously we just have a few minutes, and this is actually a fundraising time for our radio station. But how can people find you? Because if they find you, you're going to have access to explore more deeply all the things that obviously make up this world of gold and silver.
Absolutely. If you want to learn more about our nonprofit work, you can go to citizens4soundmoney.org. citizens4soundmoney.org. You can send us a message. There's, if you scroll all the way down the bottom, our phone number and our email is on there. The email is just support@citizensforsoundmoney.org. And if you want to reach out to me and see if gold and silver is a viable option for your savings, which I would say it is, you can reach out to us. My company name is Sovereign Gold and Silver Exchange. Our website should be up shortly. It's SGSE, so the acronym for my company, SGSE.gold, SGSE.gold. My phone number is currently on there. You can reach out, or you can come to our shop in Sebastian. The address is 1128 U.S. Highway 1, 1128 U.S. Highway 1 in Sebastian.
All right, Daniel, you know our nation's at war. We have Israel at war. We have conversations that we've sort of touched on a little bit in the past about reevaluating gold and what that would mean. So we've talked to some of that in the past, and in a couple of weeks we'll try to get you in when you have a little more time. But where are we right now? What's going on? What's relevant? What can you tell us that's up to the moment current news that we need to know about in regards to gold and silver as currency and perhaps preservation of wealth in our lives?
Yeah. So a lot of people are asking, like, why hasn't gold and silver taken off since the Iran war? And I've had done a couple episodes on our YouTube channel. It's the number 4 Sound Money on YouTube, 4 Sound Money, and explaining that. So initially gold and silver did pop off when the markets opened the Sunday after the Iran war started, but then it started decreasing in price. And the reason for that is because normally the normative is to go into a safe haven asset. Gold and silver is a safe haven asset, but the rest of the world sees the dollar and the U.S. Treasury as a safe haven asset. So when you combine the fact that the spending as well on this war has been astronomical, as I'm not going to be slowing down, that is called war inflation. So with the war happening, people flocking to the U.S. dollar in treasury, because that is the normative understanding of a safe asset, and the fact that the Federal Reserve, at recognizing war inflation, their tune of cutting rates stopped, and they're most likely going to increase interest rates, because the way to keep inflation under control from the central bank's perspective is to increase interest rates. And we saw when the markets opened on Monday and Tuesday after the Iran war, the 30-year bond yields increased and the 10-year bond yields increased because of the expectation that interest rates are going to go up. So when people are flocking to the dollar, which the dollar has been gaining strength as a safe haven asset, when the dollar gains strength, it affects commodities, except for oil. Oil is a different situation because this war directly affected oil, and oil has taken off. And the Strait of Hormuz is pretty much locked down, and we've lost about, I think it's close to 40% of the oil supply goes through the Strait of Hormuz.
Right, that's so global.
Yeah, so that with everything that's going on, people are getting out of the stock market, and there's even bigger macro economic issues because of inflation, the war inflation, and the most recent jobs report came back with, I think, 97,000 jobs were lost. With interest rates increasing, meaning mortgage rates are going to increase, with inflation, the war inflation, prices are going to increase. It's looking more and more likely that we're about to get into a recession. And then yesterday, the PPI numbers, which is one of the inflation indicators, shocked economists. They were expecting only a 0.3% increase in inflation. It actually was 0.7%. So everything took a dump. The stock market, gold, silver, crypto. So the fears of a recession are starting to set in. And when you factor in everything that's going on around the world, that is why we're starting to see prices correct. Typically, when a recession happens, everything decreases in price. The first assets that recover are gold and silver. We can see that with the great financial crisis. We can see that with the dot-com crisis. We can see that during the 70s with the Vietnam, and or 60s and 70s with Vietnam. So gold, everything is going to take a hit, but gold and silver, they'll take a hit with everything but recover first. And because of the amount of inflation, gold and silver also acts as an accounting measure. We expect the dollar to get weaker because the dollar has hit its all-time high peak. The last time it hit that strength indicator was early on in 2025. So the dollar should be getting weaker because of the inflation. So there's a lot of things going on. And one thing I want to mention before I wrap it up is that a lot of people say, well, why go to gold and silver? It's decreasing in price. The key is gold and silver over the long term is like the tide of the ocean. And the short term fluctuations are like the waves. So if you're looking at the ocean and the tide, gold and silver over the long term always increases. And think of a boat as gold and silver. It stays above the tide, but it does go up and down with the short-term waves and fluctuations. So yes, this is a short-term pullback on gold and silver, but when you look at the charts and go back 100 years and look what gold has done over the last 100 years, has beaten inflation, has kept up inflation, has outperformed the stock market, has the S&P and NASDAQ and so forth. So don't look at gold and silver as an investment. You have to look at gold and silver as savings. It's not going to make you rich. It's just going to protect your purchasing power.
All right. I know you're busy, Daniel, and you're going to have to run. I appreciate you jumping in here and just sort of bringing some clarity to this whole thing. Just as a closing thought, we have a finance program on air here with Mindy Molina, and recently she had a program where she focused on the importance of giving and prosperity.
Yes.
What would you say? We have, you know, a lot of listeners, our families listening today. I know when there's wars and rumors of wars and the finances are moving in different directions, sometimes the plan is, you know, let's do like we do when a storm's coming. Let's buy what we can, hide what we can, lock the doors and windows, and run for cover. We still desire and need to be here as a ministry, and so it's important that we raise our operational budget. How important is philanthropy, or you know, for us as God followers, just giving?
No, absolutely. It's better to give than to receive, you know, and that is with when it comes to individual philanthropy, whether you're helping people on the street, family members, even with ministries. And if it isn't, if you give, I mean, there's just going to be more internal blessings spiritually and psychologically. There's something about when you give to help a cause. You know, when in politics, it isn't the large donors that the politicians are trained to focus on. They're not, the donors are trying to get access. It's those retired men and women who give $1, $10, who are the most committed to a cause. So whatever you can give, you know, if you believe in the mission, whether it's a few dollars, if it's $10,000, you know, if you truly believe in the mission, you know, giving, it shows your commitment to the cause. And I think what you guys are doing with your station, you know, spreading the gospel and informing people not just on what's happening, you know, in the kingdom of God, but what's going on in the world, you know, economics, finance, you know, politically, I think it's very powerful. And we definitely need people to continue to support your program.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Daniel, we're going to be calling back. We're going to be looking to stay in touch with you because I really believe that was a divine appointment. I was trying to find somebody, I don't know, down in Fort Lauderdale or someplace, and I never did get connected with that ministry leader I was trying to reach out to. But I guess we could say by providence, not accident, but providence, you answered the phone. And I thank God for you. Yeah. Thank you for what you do.
Absolutely. Thank you, too.
One more time, how can people find you?
They can go to citizens4soundmoney.org, and you can scroll down and find our phone number and email, and then you can call our coin shop. I'll give you the phone number. It's 954-834-3429, 954-834-3429, and we're at 1128 U.S. Highway 1 in Sebastian, Florida, 1128 U.S. Highway 1. The company is called Sovereign Gold and Silver Exchange.
Awesome. Have a blessed day. Thanks for being available, staying connected.
Absolutely.
With us.
God
here.
Bless you.
Blessings. Thank you. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Bye.
And that is our dear friend, Daniel, who is known as the gold and silver guy, but I love to hear him when he talks about his family coming from Cuba and how his grandfather, I believe he was a builder in Cuba, and the government ended up stripping them of all of their wealth and all of their resources, and they left with basically the clothes that were on their back and made it to America. And this is a man who loves America, loves God, and we need more people like that. We really do. Well, Karen, welcome back.
Amen.
That was a short lunch.
No, I didn't go to lunch.
Oh, you did?
No, I was doing some work.
Is David going to lunch? Well, it's about that time for David.
Yes.
Yeah, he's kind of punctual like that.
Oh, boy. Like 1 minute after 12.
Yep.
You know, you can see it. He's starting to fade, you know, without having his lunch.
That's so true. He needs that. And, you know, that's part of David's schedule. And, of course, he's preparing, I think, for his wife as well. And he's being mindful of that. And
yes.
I haven't asked him if he has timers that automatically at 12 o'clock or 11:30 just go off and start heating, prepping, preparing. I don't know, but you know,
I think he's pretty
he's timely,
disciplined.
He's disciplined in
disciplined
that.
In yeah. his his food time.
He is. He is.
Amen.
All right. We do have phone numbers that you can call, and we would love to hear from you today.
Yes, and that phone number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
And so, Karen, we're right now at $43,523. We have jumped ahead already, a giant step today, and we want to thank all of you. Want to thank David from Fort Pierce making that $10,000 donation and all of you that are coming alongside of him to make that count. And I was just kind of thinking that it takes a lot of partners to match up that $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a lot of partners.
Yes.
And Daniel said the importance of that, that every time you give, whether it's $1, $5, $10, $5,000, $10,000, whatever it is, every time you give, you are stating that the mission matters.
Mm-hmm.
The mission matters. And his point, and I appreciated him sharing that, is that WCNO is a station that has freedom to call a Daniel. And we talk about gold and silver, but we also talk with a John Nelson, and we talk about recovery, and we talk about taking kids down to Miami, to the Heat, to games. We talk about freedom, and we have a lot of great teaching programs. We have a ton of local ministry that happens all around the area, and whether it's a pastor, whether it's an evangelist, we have missionaries that come in. We have a lot of different people. You have a lot of guests on your program.
Mm-hmm. A few guests here and there, yes.
Yeah, and there's nobody that tells you, oh, Karen, don't bring that one on.
No.
Right?
No, no. Just go by what the Holy Spirit says.
Isn't that awesome to have
yes.
that freedom?
Yes.
To have freedom.
They don't have to be screened or anything.
No, just... no screening, no screaming. Well, we may have some screaming, but not, no. But that's true. And the fact that we have the freedom to minister as God has raised us up and as individuals. David has his own gifting, which is awesome. You have your gifting that is awesome. And my gift, all of our gifts are working together, but they're different.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the same gifts. And so God is able to use all of us, and I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
I love it.
No
it's
cookie cutters here.
No cookie cutters here. Amen.
And that's the body of Christ.
That is the body of Christ, and to you, our family, if you have appreciation for the unique freedom that we have at WCNO, then you might want to just pray for Kim, who is the president of National Christian Network, and I would love one day maybe to get Miss Kim on air and talk a little bit about the history. I know she's seen a lot, and her husband is now with the Lord, her first husband, Ray Cassis, who was the founder of this ministry. She is a wonderful woman of God, loves the Lord, and continues the mission as her husband established it. He had a vision for this ministry to be just as it is, and so that is absolutely awesome. One of the great compliments I had, and we were talking about compliments today, from Miss Kim was, she said, "You know, what you're doing is exactly what I know my husband wanted to see done with WCNO."
Praise God.
And that's a compliment, right?
Right, absolutely.
I wasn't schooled by Rick Cassis. You were not either, right?
I met him one time.
Wow.
They all came down, he and Kim, and our tech guy came down with them. And they were here for a few hours, and then they were gone. So that was it, and that was 10 years ago.
And so it's great to know that what God put in his heart to have done, and this is the importance of having vision and praying over your vision and realizing that, you know, you may go to glory, doesn't mean your vision's going to stop.